You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. Online at WQCS.org. It's still early in this hurricane season, but now is the time to take some of the steps that will ensure your safety if a storm does strike. We're joined by FPNL spokesman Dave McDermott, who has some suggestions to make sure you keep your power as long as possible, something which comes in handy not only in a hurricane, but during our afternoon thunderstorms as well.
Our mantra at FPL is it's not a question of if, but a question of when. And there are a number of steps that people can take to prepare their homes. In fact, with so many things in life, preparation is really the key.
So what would you have us do to prepare?
Trim the trees or the vegetation that may be growing near power lines on your property. In terms of outages, vegetation such as tree limbs and palm fronds, they break in winds and they cause, they're a major cause of outages for us. It's important that they not get too close to the power lines. Really, anything from 10 to 15 feet away, that's fine. Go ahead and trim it yourself. But if there's any hesitation or if the material, the vegetation is growing closer to a power line, strongly urge people to hire a contractor, especially trained in trimming around power lines.
And if it's maybe not on our property, but in the common area behind, is that your responsibility?
There are what we call feeder lines that go into the neighborhoods, neighborhood lines. If you see an issue there with vegetation growing near power lines, yes, please do give FPL a call.
I remember seeing a lot of trimming being done after the 04 and 05 hurricane seasons, but I'm sure that's something you have to keep up on.
With respect to power lines and keeping them clear of vegetation, FPL has a very aggressive year-round program to do just that, to clear power lines. And we trim approximately 15,000 miles of power lines every year. And over the course of the last several years, we have now cleared approximately 90,000 miles of power lines.
What are some of the steps FPNL has taken to make sure its infrastructure will stand up to a storm?
We inspect over 130,000 power poles, utility poles, on an annual basis, testing them for strength to make sure they can withstand the heavy winds that are associated with storms. Oftentimes, we will replace the pole and sometimes with concrete poles as well. Since the last major storm in 2006, we have strengthened or hardened the facilities that serve every hospital in our 35-county service area, most of the 911 centers, the police and fire.
I know there was a lot of talk after the 2004-2005 season about buried power lines.
With respect to underground lines versus overhead, however, it's a two-way street in some respects. Certainly the benefits of underground service is that the aesthetic value, it looks better. And in addition, obviously, it will help protect those lines against storms. However, in major storms where there is flooding, that can cause issues for underground service because if an area is flooded, we literally can't get in there to repair the lines until the flooding has subsided. Sometimes we need to bring in special equipment to dig up lines, to repair them. So it does run both ways.
We've been speaking with FPL's Dave McDermott about what you can do to try to keep your power on this hurricane season. Find out more at www.fpl/storms. We'll have a link on our website, wqcs.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.